The best news we've had in 10 years. Families of the Pike River miners surprised but happy to hear police will restart bore drilling at the mine. Police ended their bore drilling operation in March and revealed the human remains of 8 miners. Over the last 4 months, police have been reviewing that evidence and are going back to drill 10 new boreholes to help work out if criminal charges can be laid. The families have waited nearly 12 long years for information on what happened, and police acknowledge that this latest development may prolong that wait, but they say it's a commitment to getting the answers they want. Samantha Gee reports.
The families of the men who died in the Pike River mine have long called for someone to be held accountable. Today, the news that police haven't given up on that.
The decision to undertake further drilling at the mine follows police consultation with an expert panel as part of an ongoing criminal investigation into the first explosion at the Pike River mine on the 19th of November 2010.
On the West Coast, surprise and satisfaction.
That's great news. You know, quite a surprise to me. I thought all the boreholes had been drilled, but when the police contacted me saying that they've actually got some funding to do some more boreholes, it was music to my ears.
Anna Osborne's husband Milton died in the mine. She's campaigned tirelessly for answers and accountability.
Only because, you know, we need a prosecution if we want to get justice for our guys.
Bernie Monk, who lost his son Michael in the explosion, says the money spent drilling more boreholes could have been saved if the mine wasn't sealed before the investigation was completed.
It's probably the best news we've had for 10 years, but it's something that we've been going on ever since day one, and the authorities don't seem to be listening to anything that we're saying.
He says the whole process has been hugely frustrating.
Our experts, led by Tony Forster, put a plan in place to actually go into the mine, and Andrew Little, in his wisdom, took no notice, never even opened it, never even had a look at it. Now they're doing what he said that they should be doing.
In March, police ended their borehole drilling, abandoning the search for any remaining bodies. But Detective Superintendent Peter Reid says that evidence gave them valuable information about where the first explosion happened.
That's around size of the explosion, the direction of the explosion, the fuel that's been used in the explosion, how the fuel for the explosion has got from where it originated to where it exploded.
That's crucial for working out if some of the men survived the first blast and were able to access their safety kits. Sonia Rockhouse, whose son Ben died, says the police wouldn't be drilling more boreholes if the situation didn't look promising.
You know, as much evidence as they can get contributes to our possibility of future prosecutions. So absolutely, you know, we'll take as many boreholes as they'll do, because the more they do, the more evidence they're going to find.
Detective Superintendent Peter Reid says experts have spent the last 4 months reviewing the investigation evidence that's been gathered so far.
We still have gaps in information, so the sites that we're going to be putting the new boreholes will be targeting what we believe will be evidence that either corroborates what we know already or paints the picture that we can answer the questions that will be required of us.
Anna Osborne says she's hopeful this brings the families some answers.
I can't wait for the boreholes to start happening and for them to get on with it, so that hopefully they get what they need and we can get those responsible in court.
Something they've waited nearly 12 long years for.